As somebody once said, I am uncomfortably aware. Textile over my face, too much space around my dinner table, a gooey barrier of sanitizer around my life. Daily, I am lonely for streets filled with us, bumping into one another, singing, holding hands. I miss the beautiful crowd of us, flowing like sap down the main artery, celebrating something, anything, anywhere in the world. Carnival, Hanami, Holi, Diwali, lantern festivals, El Dia de los Muertos, Mevlana, Semana Santa, Vesak, Eid al-Fitr. I am missing births, weddings, deaths, solstice gatherings, pride parades, and yes, if I must, even Shambhala. I see places of all kinds of worship in my small town with signs that say, closed for business. Until further notice. Feeling steamrolled, are we? Leveled, unhinged even? Yes! Good! I can feel it too in the nearly whispered, ethically minded, well-intentioned social preludes, such as, I'm twice vaxxed. Well, I'm not. It's okay. We're outside. And we're both masked. The well-intentioned vigilance in these exchanges, ersatz politeness abounding, are now becoming the de rigueur self-disclosures. 18 months into COVID times, our reality has seeped not only into our customs, but our language is a crisis catalog glossary. Contact tracing, flattening the curve, lockdown, patient zero, respirator, remdesivir, ivermectin, person-to-person transmission, anti-vaxxer. Even souls who hold non-mainstream views birth slang like V, or Vaseline, or vaxxed, or jibby-jab. These incursions into the words we breathe embed our lives and embed our lived experiences directly into our words, into our language. They become sonic hieroglyphs for times called COVID. As I watch myself standing masked outside my kids' school colony, monitoring how the children play, I silently ask myself, am I doing the right thing sending them out there? Gone are the simple, inalienable certainties. Everything must be sanitized, except our imaginations, the last bastions. Toward the end of the Second Indochina War, a war which lasted 20-plus years, not 18 months, at a time when North Vietnamese Viet Cong community built, quote, tens of thousands of miles of tunnels underground, unquote, these tunnels housed troops, yes, and also civilian refugee families with children. They dwelled there, formidable and industrious, borrowing from ants a way to survive, a way to survive the bombing campaigns. In this colony, the children played indoors, in the dark. Mothers whistling them back home to their carved-out room to eat and sleep on straw bedding, huddled, the low cave ceilings vibrating above their heads. One family lived like this for 6 years, under the blanket of complete darkness. And one day, the shelling stopped. They emerged, drenched by sunlight, pulling out their nets, fishing freely again, cooking up the spoils of freedom, oceanside, at sunset. It was finally over. On dusty grounds, hands reached for bamboo. The time for rebuilding had begun.